Words can't express how deeply those words cut into the crick of my quick. They hurt me terribly. I mean, the very idea that my master's wife would blame me for the wasp incident. I had tried so hard to work out a peaceful solution to our... Oh, well. Life is often cruel and unfair. We dogs get blamed for crimes we didn't commit, and we're forced to take it. That's just part of our job. The important thing is that I had survived Sally Mae's latest thermonuclear moment. But before I could make a run for safety, I heard the sound of an approaching vehicle. Was it possible that the census ladies had returned to ask more questions about toilets and sinks? If so, they didn't know Sally Mae as well as I knew her. I peered out of the shrubberies and saw the ranch's flatbed pickup approaching. It pulled up in front of the house. The doors opened and out stepped Loper and Slim. As they walked towards the house, I heard them talking. Slim.
Well, the windmill's fixed and pumping water, so maybe you can force up a cheerful attitude.
We got lucky. It'll probably break down again this afternoon.
It ain't gonna break down, 'cause it was repaired by a couple of windmill geniuses.
Even if the mill pumps day and night, the tank won't fill up for 3 days.
So we'll haul water. That's what that water trailer's for.
It'll take 6 loads. We'll be hauling water till midnight.
Well, so what? I know you ain't got any social engagements, 'cause nobody but me could stand to be around you for more than 5 minutes. And I'm starting to have second thoughts myself.
Very funny. I hope Sally Mae's got a big lunch ready. I'm starved.
They moseyed up the sidewalk and stepped up on the front porch. There they pulled off their dirty boots with the boot jack. That was another of Sally Mae's rules. No dirty boots in the house. They removed their boots and socks, and Loper began swatting at the swarm of wasps that had lingered on the porch.
That gum yellow jackets. Boy, they sure get bad at this time of year.
At that very moment, the door opened and Sally Mae stepped outside. From my hiding place in the shrubberies, I scanned her face to determine... Oops. She still looked mad. Loper greeted her with a smile.
There's Mrs. America. Hi, hon, we're starved.
I just cremated the roast.
Slim and Loper traded glances. Loper said,
I've always liked my beef well done. How about you, Slim?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Sally Mae's eyes flashed.
It's not well done. It's cremated, blackened, scorched, charred. And do you know why?
She told him the story of her morning, which included... Would you like to guess who got blamed for cremating the roast beef? Me. I mean, had I put the roast into the oven? Had I turned on the fire? Had I devoted my whole morning to ruining her lunch plans? No, sir. But that didn't matter. I got blamed for it anyway. Okay, maybe the incident in the iris patch had played a small role in the overall situation. But let me hasten to add... Oh, well. Sally Mae told him about the census ladies.
There I was, chasing your dog around the yard, looking like Wild Mag the Trapper's wife, and those women saw the whole thing. I've never been so humiliated. I could have died.
Slim and Loper tried to bite back their smiles, but they couldn't help laughing. They roared. Sally Mae glared at them. And for a long moment, it appeared that she might erupt into another thermonuclear moment. But then she smiled and even laughed.
I guess it's kind of funny now that it's over. I hope you're still laughing after you eat that roast.
We'll love it, hon. Don't worry about a thing. Let's eat.
Sally Mae lifted a finger in the air.
Not yet.
She told the men about her conversation with Mr. Wilkins.